Kansas is on tour to mark the 40th anniversary of the release of its most successful album, Point of No Return. Billy Greer joins me on the phone. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
You too as well. So here we are, 40th anniversary tour for Point of No Return. You couldn't have thought this was a possibility even back in 1985 when you came on board.
Well, of course not. We talked about, well, we'll retire maybe in the year 2000. We might be lucky enough to make it to then.
That's and cute.
Who knows that 45 years later from the first album, the band would still be touring and actually gaining some momentum, it seems, here down the home stretch. And that does seem to be the case. I mean, we've got our loyal fans who've been fans since the beginning, and their children that grew up listening to Kansas music because their parents listened to Kansas music, and all these movies that have certain songs with Kansas, and then you've got social media, so we've got a whole new generation of fans.
That's interesting. You know, you touched on something there that I actually wanted to ask you about. Around, let's say, 20 years ago, 25 years ago maybe, some of the legacy acts who were touring were not sounding very good. They weren't keeping their voices in shape. The playing maybe wasn't as tight as it could be. But now the legacy bands are all touring. They're sounding better than ever. Now, is it too simple to attribute that to maybe the collapse of the record business after Napster? Or do you think that maybe it was inevitable as the original fans got older and continued to demand that live experience and bands had to bring it? What do you think?
Well, I know you had probably a lot of musicians in our era of music, our genre, that, you know, really didn't know how to do anything else.
Right. So
we continue to play and tour all these years and, you know, luckily made it through the hard times when grunge became the preferred music of the day, or when disco became the preferred music of the day. And we just had to ride those waves. And somehow the classic rock of the 70s and 80s is as big as it ever was, it seems.
Yeah.
Radio and record companies and the way music is distributed and recorded and all that has changed so much. I don't recognize the business anymore, but touring has become the, you know, the bread and butter of bands like ourselves. And we're still able to do a new album every now and then and kind of get by with it. We don't get much airplay, but our good hardcore fans will buy that album.
Sure.
We'll break even, at least have something new to talk about, something to, you know, keep our interest.
Sure.
And music, something new and refreshing for ourselves and our fans.
Absolutely. Speaking of that live experience, I was chatting with Jeff Gute, who is the new lead singer from Stone Temple Pilots, the other day, about what seems to me to be a shift in the attitude on the part of the fans. Now, the lineup Kansas is touring, it's not all original. Well, first of all, that's an unrealistic expectation for a band that's been around for 40-plus years. But second, I think it's less important for the fans who just want to hear the music played live. Do you agree?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. It is just that body of work and the songs that they related to. And if you play them, you know, such a way that it's very comparable to the way they used to be heard in a live concert. Mm-hmm. You know, the fans are going to overlook the fact that, you know, Steve Walsh, the lead singer, is not singing that song anymore. But we've got another guy that could hit those notes that the young Steve Walsh could hit. And, you know.
Yeah,
and the harmony is good, and the parts are all being played, and they're being played in a way that is as good as the old band could play. So I think that we're giving a pass on that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you guys are sounding fantastic. I was watching the video of the thing you did for Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, which was a lot of fun, and you guys sounded great. Talk to me about that experience. That was a new one for you, I would imagine.
Well, it was a, you know, that show, Supernatural, has... It just, you know, has its own cult following and has been a hit. I think they're in maybe season 13 now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Comic-Con and they have this like 4,000 or 5,000 seat room. You know, it's like a panel discussion with all the producers and directors and the actors and stuff like that, where the fans just come and get to see their, you know, their favorite actors and stuff, and get to ask them questions. And they line up literally like 2 days before the event. They secretly as they could, they hired us to come out just to play Carry On Wayward Son, because that's become the facto theme song for the television.
It kind of has, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the season, they always do some kind of special thing. It's either maybe even with a choir or something, or, you know, it's always something with Carry On Wayward Son.
Mm-hmm.
The Winchester brothers, who are the stars of the show, are from Lawrence, Kansas. And so it's just kind of intertwined with, you know, where Kansas got their start in Topeka, which is just a few miles down the road. And,
sure.
And the fact that they're from Kansas and they like Kansas music, and they want to, they filmed this little trailer, which they showed that had this screen which wrapped, you know, around three quarters of the room.
It was amazing.
Around
yeah.
sound. Yeah. And so they did this film clip of the two brothers in the cars. And, you know, we've got to do something special for our fans this year at Comic-Con. I said, what you got in mind? He said, well, I think I know exactly what we need to do. And they're in their old car, their old 65 Chevy or whatever it is that they drive. Can't remember the name of the car. And he takes out a cassette and his camera zooms in on it, says Kansas on it. And he puts it into the cassette deck in the car. And you hear the motor, the engine rev up, and then all of a sudden, the a cappella beginning of Carry On Wayward Son. And when the band comes in, the lights come on, and there we are on stage playing the song.
Yeah.
And the crowd loved it.
It was very cool. They went nuts.
The crowd goes crazy. So you've seen the film clip.
I have. It was cool. So you're playing the entire No Return record, plus a bunch of other stuff on this tour, and you're just a few dates in. How has that set list been working out so far?
Well, it had some little nerves on it the first couple of shows. We started, Kansas hometown has been Atlanta, Georgia for the past probably 42 years, almost, you know, as soon as the first album came out and they got out on tour and went to Atlanta and played. And at the end of the tour said, we're going back to Topeka, Kansas, because why don't we stay here where the people are nice and the women are beautiful and the weather is the weather is really mild, instead of going back snow up your butthole and winds blowing 50 miles an hour. So anyway, that was the reasoning, I guess. They ended up in Atlanta. I've lost what was the form.
I was just wondering about how the set list has been going this early in the tour. Is it all coming together nicely?
Yeah, I tend to meander around. It is. It was, like I said, we started in our hometown in Atlanta. That was our first show.
Gotcha.
All our family, all our friends, all our significant others were there. And then the second night was in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. So a little pressure for the first couple of shows. After that, it seemed, you know, the pressure was kind of off. So we're in our fourth week now.
There you go. So, now, was that Nashville show, was that the one at the Ryman?
It was. It was a sold-out show at the Ryman. So.
And how about that, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. And you know, that's kind of a bucket list thing for anybody, any musician, to get to play the Ryman Theater in Nashville, and especially to sell it out as well. So that's our second time selling out the Ryman.
Sure.
We did with the Leftover Tour about 2.5 years ago.
Nice. I'm speaking with Billy Greer of Kansas. Just a couple of more questions while I've got you here. Crazy good reviews for the show. 2.5 hours without an intermission is a workout for anybody. Are the boys on some sort of regimen?
Well,
pizza, beer?
Everybody has their own little regimen. I mean, the one thing that we do differently now that we never did before with the new lineup is that before every show, we have just a small setup of little amps and, you know, a drum pad and stuff backstage, and we'll rehearse maybe half the show.
Oh, wow.
So we really get warmed up and get vocals, you know, warmed up and fingers loosened up and practice any little discrepancies that we might have had the night before, the show before. That's really helped everybody's playing. Everybody's really been committed to you know, trying to learn the songs properly and keep as true as possible the way the songs are written and recorded.
So a 2.5 hour show on stage, and you're working out for, it sounds like, about an hour or so before the show. That is a lot of playing every single night.
Yeah. More than anything, we need a bathroom, a portal it or something that's easily accessible during the show.
Do like a Spinal Tap thing. Have it lower from the ceiling.
Yeah. I don't know why we waited into our mid and late 60s, some of the band members, to start playing a 2.5 hour show, because I know they never did when the original band was together.
I feel you. Okay, let's talk quickly about the Rock Hall of Fame. Winnipeggers are not happy that the guess freaking who have not been inducted. Kansas fans.
What is it all about? I mean, it's like you see the people that get nominated and you know, I don't know. There's so many other bands as well that every year there's some big, who just got, really? It's about time, you know?
Yeah.
They're starting to, you know, some of the guys, the Journey guys and Heart, some of the people from our genre are
right.
starting to get in. I know Styx hasn't got in yet. Kansas hasn't got in yet.
And Kansas fans have been very vocal about it, too. I mean, literally at the shows, right? They're chanting Rock of Fame or whatever they're doing.
Yes, they have.
Is that something that that you guys feel is a slight at this point, or is it not that important to you?
I'm not even sure how it would work. There's been a lot of, you know, who gets inducted? Is it just the original members?
Right.
Guys that took over for the original members? I don't know how that would work. So I'm just thankful for the career and for the fans and for you know, the ability to tour like we do, make my living playing music and music that I enjoy playing and I'm proud to be playing. So it would be nice to get a nod and you know, from the Hall of Fame, I suppose.
Sure.
If nothing else, for those that, you know, those original guys that did recorded all this did great music and
certainly
had such great success, but to be completely ignored, it's a slap, I
sure.
guess.
40th anniversary tour of Point of No Return. All Your Money Won't Another Minute Buy from Dust is still one of my all-time favorite lyrics. We're looking forward to hearing it played live. Kansas is booked into the Burton Cummings Theater, speaking of the Guess Who, on May 3rd.
Oh, really? Burton Cummings. Wow.
It's a gorgeous soft seater, by the way. It's one of the best soft seaters in Canada. It's about 1,300 people. You're going to love it.
We enjoy playing these performing arts centers, and you know, it's a really intimate show with the fans. So I look forward to seeing you guys up there, and thanks for your interest, and we'll see you there.
Tickets going quickly at Ticketmaster. Billy Greer of Kansas, thanks for the chat.
Thanks, Ben. See you, bye.